Okay, this year, sponsored this week and every week by the Greensteins in memory of Yome Yosef Menachem ben Gershon. Shir is Le'ilui Nishmaso. And breakfast sponsored by Bagelmunch, Le'ilui Nishmas, Vega Bas Chaim, and Shimon ben Ze'ev. We're starting today's Daf Tesvav, Megillah. We'll start from. we're in the middle of. Well, let's start from right on top, actually. Where the Gemara was at this point in the middle of a very long, daf-long kind of interruption in their exposition of the story of Megillas Esther. And we had just mentioned that there were a number of Nevi'im who came from Rachav Hazona. And we listed eight of them on Yudalit Amud Beis. And it happens to be that these eight are really four pairs of father-son. So now the top of our daf. Gemara says, Bishlama inim ifarshi. So we understand that these eight names, four of them, we know that they were Nevi'im. Namely, Yirmiya, Hanamel, Baruch, and Saraya. Those four we know, they're described as Nevi'im. Rashi tells you what makes us know that they were Nevi'im. So Bishlama Inhu, those people, we know they were Nevi'im. Mifarshi. Avel Ela Abasayu, but how did you know that their fathers were also Minala, and how do you know that they were also Nevi'im? If you look at the list, it says Saraya Machasya, Machsia, it was Yirmiya and Chilkiah, his father, Hanamel and Shalom, and Neria and Baruch. So how did you know that those were that the fathers were also Nevi'im? So my answer is Kiri Ula, because we have a tradition from Ula, the Amar Ula. Ula the Amar tells us, Kol makom shesh shmo v'shem aviv b'nevuos, b'yadua shehu navi b'navi. He tells us this is a convention among the people who write Nach, is that they will identify the Navi either as Ploni ben Ploni, or not necessarily as ben Ploni, depending upon whether the father was also a Navi like the sons. Kol makom sheshmo v'shem aviv b'nevuos b'yadua shu Navi ben Navi. Shmo v'lo shem aviv b'yadua shu Navi v'lo ben Navi. And then it says also, part of the convention is shmo v'shem iro mefurash, if it identifies the person from being from a particular place, b'yadua shu meyosa ir. Okay, that's pretty obvious. If it identifies them as being from a certain place, we know it's from that place. But the point of this convention is the following. But if it's Shemo V'lo Shem Yiro, B'yadu Hashem Yerushalayim. But if it doesn't identify where he's from, he's presumed to be from Yerushalayim. All right, that's a tradition from Ula. Okay, new stuff. B'masnisa Tana Kosha Ma'asav U'ma'asa Yavosav Stumim. In terms of conventions of how Psukim were written, and how we should know about them, the Bryce says the following: Kol shemasav, any individual shemasav u'maaseya vosav stumin, where we don't really know the character of any of these people. U'parat lacha kosta b'yecha mehem l'shvach, but one of them it highlights a particularly praiseworthy thing about them. Kigon, for example, Dvar Hashem Asher Haya El Tzafanya Ben Kushi Ben Gedalia. Okay, so we don't really know these characters, except we do know Tzafanya was a Navi. So B'yadu Ashu Tzadik Ben Tzadik. D'chol Sheparat Lach HaKosav V'yechem Mehem L'Gnai, Kigon V'yi B'chodesh Hashvi Ba Yishmael Ben Netanya Ben Elishama. Also, we don't know these characters, but we happen to discover something about Yishmael, and he's the guy who brings about the whole the assassination of Gedalia. B'yadu shu'd Rasha ben Rasha. Okay, so that's another convention that the Psukim used. Amar Rav Nachman. Okay, new Agarta. Amar Rav Nachman. Malachi. We know that Chagazar and Malachi were Nevi'im at a certain time, the end of the Treyasar. Very likely the end of the period of Nevuah altogether. During this whole time of the of the Churban Bayis Rishon and the time in between. So it says here, Malachi Zeh Mordechai. Rav Nachman identifies, or Rav on the side, there's a different gear, so identifies Malachi with Mordechai. But Lama Nekar Shema Mordechai, Malachi. So why, if his name was really Mordechai, why is he being called Malachi? Shaya Mishneh LeMelech. Okay, I'm not sure exactly why Malachi implies Mishneh LeMelech, but in any case, because he had such a high position of Malchus. The Gemara says that challenges this tradition. It says, well, it's impossible. Meisive Baruch ben Neriah, the Suraya ben, and there's a toast over here, it's obviously Machsia, and Daniel, and Mordechai, and Bilshan, and Chagas Harya Malachi, Kulon, Nisnabu, Bishnas Shtayim Ludar Yavish. So we have this tradition, this Brisa, that tells us that all of these famous individuals were all offering Nevuos in the same time, the same Bishnas Shtayim Ludar Yavish. So you see that Mordechai is identified separately from Malachi, so it can't be the same individual to Yufta. So that rejects, that disproves Rav Nachman or Rav's claim. Okay. The attempt, I guess, was because the Chazal have an attitude. One of the things that they like to do is they like to take individuals and to compress them into other individuals so that we have kind of a conservation. We conserve the number of people out there. And so stories that apply to one person and then there's a related story applies to somebody else, we try to align them if it's possible. So this attempt of Rav Nachman failed. But Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, but now we have Tanoim who are going to do this. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says, Malachi ze Ezra. He identifies Malachi with Ezra. The Chachamim amri Malachi shmo. The Chachamim deny that identification. So why would...
Aren't they two different time periods?
Well, obviously if they were different time periods, then this wouldn't work. But obviously Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is assuming that they are in the same time period. And Malachi being during the period, at the end of the Bayis Rishon, during the in-between time, and possibly at the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Well, Ezra was beginning of Bayis Sheni, and we don't necessarily know all that much about his earlier activities. Mm-hmm. And so, let's see. So, Amar Rav Nachman, okay, so Rav Nachman again, we're on the side of Rav Nachman Yitzchok. Somebody, one of the Amoraim says, he likes the idea that Mistavra command the Amar Malachi ze Ezra. He likes the idea of identifying Malachi with Ezra. Dechsev benevuos Malachi, because in Malachi it has the following. It says, Bagda Yehuda v'saweva ne'esesa b'Yisrael v'Yerushalayim ki chilel Yehuda kodesh Hashem asher hava bal bas el nechara. Okay, so he gives them, the Navi Malachi gives them Musar about how they, and particularly he's complaining about the Kohanim, but he talks about this kind of a widespread problem of intermarriage that was going on. Uman Afrish Nashim Nafrios. And who is the one who made a really big deal about the intermarriage problem and he was able to successfully resolve the intermarriage problem? This was Ezra, Dechsiv. Like it says in the Psukim in Ezra, Vayan Shachanya ben Yechiel mi b'nei Eilam, Vayomer li Ezra, Anachnu mo'alnu be'elokeinu v'anoshev Nashim Nafrios. Okay, so you see that since that was a big deal for Ezra, and apparently it's also somewhat of a big deal for Malachi, very likely they were the same. Okay, I can't really understand what the compulsion was, and the other Tanoim didn't accept it in any case. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, new Braisa. Arba Nashim Yafifios Hayu Ba'olam. There were four astoundingly beautiful women in the world, historically. Sarah and... On the side, we have a bit of a question here about which one. Rachav and Avigail and Esther. Sarah, Rachav, Avigail, and Esther. Well, the Mandi Yomar, Esther, Yerak Rekes Haisa. But according to the opinion earlier, in the previous daf or two, that Esther was actually not particularly beautiful, just that she had a certain charm about her, so we can't have, we have to remove her from the list, and we'll mapik Esther ma'ayel Vashti. Okay, good to know. Not sure exactly why we need to know all of this, but okay. Tana Rabbanan, more along the same theme. The Braisa says, Rachav Bishma Zinsa. Rachav would be able to, captivating simply by mention of her name. Ya'el v'kola, Avigail b'zechirasa, and Michal b'shaol b'ri'yasa. Even though Michal was not on that list, and Ya'el was not on that list, but somehow or other they had a certain kind of a magnetic power. And so Ya'el v'kola, she had a beautiful voice, Avigail b'zechirasa. Somehow or other, she was particularly memorable. I don't really exactly understand what that quality is. And Michal Bas Shaul, David's first wife, was Bereias, just her appearance, even though she didn't make it onto the list of the four beautiful women a line earlier. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says the following idea. Kol ha'omer Rachav, Rachav, miyad nikri. Anybody who says Rachav, Rachav would be so excited that immediately he would be brought to excitement and even to be roa carry and ejaculate. Amar Leir Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says to him, what are you talking about? Ano amina Rachav, Rachav, elo ichbis li. I say Rachav, Rachav, and it doesn't have any effect on me. I don't care at all. Amar Leir, he said to him, I'm not talking about you. Kiko Amina Biyodo Makir, I'm talking about people who knew her. People who were familiar with her. So then that effect would be on them, not on you who just read about her. Mordechai Yadas Kalasher Nasa. Okay, we're back finally to Perek Dalid of Megillas Esther, of interpreting the Psukim. And this is just after the Achashverosh removed the ring and the letters went out to destroy the Jews. And that the coming Adar, Yud Gimel Adar, and these events, namely the event of when Haman issued the order and the decree, and Achashverosh signed it, all of that happened the previous year, the previous Nisan. So now, Mordechai Yadas Kol Asher Na'asa. So Mordechai knew what was going on, and it says that he wore sak ve'efer, and he was crying. So my Omar, what was he crying? What was his big scream? Rav Amar Gava Haman Meyachash Verosh. Okay, Rav said he was screaming that Haman is overpowering Achashverosh. That even if Achashverosh was a kind of a moderate voice, but he was being but Haman was taking over. So that was a terrifying thought. And Shmuel said, no, it was something else. It was how Malka Ilah, meaning Shemayim, and Malka Tasa, meaning the heavenly, meaning the earthly emperor. So Gavar Malka Ilah, mi Malka Tasa. It's unclear exactly how to read these words. Rashi understands it as being a kind of a euphemistic reversal, where it means that it's almost as if Hashem is unable to stop the events that are being driven by the emperor over here, by Achashverosh and Haman, and that's what's so horrible about things, or terrifying about things. And okay, Marsha has other interpretation about maybe it just means like as a tefillah that he's asking that the Malki Law should stop what's going on. Okay, and then the pasuk says, when Esther hears about it, batis chalchal hamalkam ma'od, she was very disturbed. My batis chalchal, it's a funny word, batis chalchal, and sounds a little bit like, she says, like she, kind of her insides melted, or liquefied. And so Amar Rav, Rav says, the liquid that we're talking about is shepirsa nida, and Rav Yirmiyah Amar sheutzruchal l'nekaveha. Okay, again, unclear to me exactly what the message is the Chazal were trying to convey by this agadita here. But anyway, then the Gemara goes on to analyze the next psukim. Batikra Esther lahasach. So Esther calls Hasach because she wants to deliver a message to Mordechai, who's not able to enter the palace at that point. Who's Hasach anyway? Amar Rav. Rav says, you know who Hasach is? Zed Daniel. V'lam nikrashmo Hasach. Why is he called Hasach? Daniel, because Daniel was very prominent in the Bavli, in the Babylonian government, and then when the Persians took over, it's a little bit unclear what happened to Daniel. So very likely, he was still there. He was still up on top. And so it says here, Lama Nikosh Mahasaf Shechaschuhu Megedulaso. They called, he was being kind of nicknamed Hasach because he was removed from the prominence that he had earlier. That Achashverosh demoted him. Nevertheless, he was still roaming around, so that Esther had access to him, so that she was able to send him on missions for her. Shmuel Amar, she called the Rei Malchus Nechtach in El Piv. Shmuel says, no, Hasach, because either he still was, or it means at one time he was Hasach because of his high position, that he would have kind of the advice, his advice would be taken, and so he would be able to execute whatever matters of government. The pasuk says that she wanted to find out Ladas Maze V'Yal Maze. Like to find out what was going on. But Rabbi Yitzchak says, Amar Yitzchak Shal Chalo, she sent him a message saying, Shema Avru Yisrael Al Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Dechsiv Bohen Mizeo Mizeh Heim Kesuvim. The words Al Maze V'Yal Maze sounds like Mizeo Mizeh. So in the play on the words of Mizeo Mizeh, where the luchos are written, Mizeo Mizeh, so she was really asking Achashverosh, go find out about whether the Jews are really worthy of destruction. Have they been violating the Torah? And then there was a little bit of a back and forth going on, and then finally Mordechai tells her she has to act, and she says she doesn't really want to, but then Hasach is no longer in the picture. And they reported to Mordechai what Esther said. The Elohihu, but Hasach himself, lo aza legabe, didn't deliver that message. So Mikan, the lesson here is she'ein mashivan ala kalkala. You're not supposed to spread news about the trouble. Kalkala, something like the trouble. So Rashi says the trouble being that she didn't want to go, and so Asach didn't want to convey that message. And then what does she say? She says, Leich eventually, Leich Kenos as Kol HaYehudim, Hanim Tzim B'Shushan, B'Tzumolai, etc. And then I, Vani, Avo El HaMelech Asher Lo Kadas. And I'll go to the king, which is not authorized. Amar Rebbe Abba, Rabbi Abba says, what is Shalok Kedas? The word das also means the law, the Torah. Shalok Kedas, in the sense of, Shebechol yom v'yom ad achshav v'yonis, v'yachshav v'ratzon. Lo Kedas meaning not my usual practice. Because usually, okay, I was with Achashverosh at night, and it was ba'onis. Because what could I do about it? The Yachshav Beratzon. But now I'm going to initiate, and I'm going to go to him Beratzon. And then the implications being, and as it says, and I'll go to the Melech Asher Lo Kadas V'Chasher Avadati. And if he's not interested, and if he kills me, he kills me. Kasher avadati, avadati. But the implication of kasher avadati, avadati, the Rabbi Abba is saying, is kishem shavadati mi beis Abba, kach ovad mi mcha. It's a different kind of an implication. She was saying, and I'm going to have to go, for the sake of rescuing Klal Yisrael, I'm going to have to go to him, and I'm going to have to initiate, and that's going to be treated as an act of adultery, And this is one of the, like, a half a dozen agaditas all around where, despite what it says in the psukim, it's taken to be that Esther was married to Mordechai. Not just that Esther was raised by Mordechai, like the psukim say, but Esther was married to Mordechai. A number of agaditas beforehand made that point, and so now this agadita is working within that and saying, look, I mean, a married woman, look, if a married woman is raped, she's not an adulteress, and so the marriage doesn't have to end unless he's a kohen. But she is now going willingly. She's now going willingly. So even though it's for a great motive, but at least that's what the premise of this agadita is. Kasher avadati avadati, kishem shavadati mi beis abba. Just like I have no home, I guess, I don't know exactly what that meant. Maybe it means, you know, like, because I don't have any parents. I don't have any family. So you're my whole family. And just like I don't have family, I'm going to lose you too. Because I'm going to have to do this for the sake of Kal Yisrael. Vayavor Mordechai. Pasuk says, and Mordechai took off and he did what she said. So what does that mean, Vayavor? Amarav Sheheevir Yom Rishon Shel Pesach B'Tanis. Rav says, well, that what was the instruction that she gave? Tell everybody to fast for me 3 days straight. 3 days and nights straight. And that happened to have been going on right before Pesach. So Vayavor Mordechai Sheheber Yom Rishon Shel Pesach B'Tanis, that he told everybody that they have to fast even though it's Pesach, and they're not going to have a Seder, and they're not going to be able to they have to fast on Yantif. Shmuel Amar, a different thing. No, nothing as dramatic as that, just that he had to cross the river in order to get all the Jews in Shushan. Don't really understand why Shmuel interprets it that way. Okay, Vayi Bayom HaShlishi, on the third day of this community, Tanis, Vatilbash Esther Malchus. So we already saw that from the previous daf, that Esther clothes herself in Malchus, but it's Big Day Malchus Miboile, but it should have said she wears Big Day Malchus in order to present in front of the king, the emperor in palace. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Elazar says from Rabbi Chanina that Milamid Shelav Shisa Ruach HaKodesh. It means that she became wrapped in Ruach HaKodesh, Ksiv Achava Tilbash, Ksiv Hasam, Ruach Lavshas Amasai. Okay, so that's what it, we saw that I got it earlier, that Esther received some kind of nevuah at that point. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Once we already mentioned Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina, now we're going to get into about a dozen statements of Agadita from Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina. Liola Maltihi Berchas Hedyot Kala Be'inecha. Shaharei Shnei Gedoli Hador Berchem Shnei Hedyotos Beneskaima Bahen. He says, don't disparage a bracha from an ordinary person, because we see from Sukkim, two Gedoli Hador got brachos from two ordinary people, then eskaima bahen, and the brachos were fulfilled. And apparently not just because that they were fulfilled, but also we're a little bit attributing the success of the person to the bracha that they got from the hedyot, the Elohein, David and Daniel. David, this is talking about the last event in Shmuel Beis, the Barche Aravna Hayavusi. That Aravna Hayavusi, the guy who owned the Harabayis, which at that time was just nothing. So what happened was that David needed to put a mizbeach there on that spot, and he wanted to buy it from Aravna, and Aravna sells it to him, and then he gives him a bracha. Vayomer Aravna el hamelech, etc. Well, the etc. was the bracha. He gives him a bracha that Hashem should be meratza, you should yirtzach Hashem as maasecha or something. That Hashem should accept your maasim. And then apparently that was successful. It's unclear exactly what success he got from it. Maybe it was the success that the story at the time was that there was a plague that was ravishing the place. and that David had to stop the plague, and he had to build this Mizbeach, and then Aravna says to him that, you know, Hashem should accept what you're doing, and maybe the plague should stop, and then that was successful. Or maybe it means something much bigger than that, is that this makam should be Merutza, and that was the makam of the Mizbeach Lidoros. So maybe it's bigger than that, I don't know. And Daniel de Barche Daryavish, and Daryavish gave the bracha to Daniel. Of course, Daryavish first threw him into lion's den, while he did that, he said, I hope God, your God, rescues you from this peril. Your God that you pray to all the time should save you. And it did, and it worked.
Meaning he was only saved because he had the bracha.
That's what the Marsha asks. Maybe it was because he earned it, because he merited it, because he was Daniel after all. And so he says, okay, but the Pasuk wouldn't have recorded Daniel's good wishes to him if it was really irrelevant. That's the way the Marsha understood it. I don't know. The Amr Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Chanina. Now Rabbi Elazar says in the name of Rabbi Chanina, Alti kilalas hegit kalvinecha. So the converse also, not just the bracha of an ordinary person, but also the klal of an ordinary person should be taken seriously. Shaharei Avimelech kilalas Sara. Because we find Avimelech, after the story where Avimelech took Sara, thinking that she was eligible, and then was told, you have to return her because she's really married to that guy. So what happens? He gives all kinds of gifts to Avraham, and then he says something cryptic to Sarah. Hinehu lach kesuseinayim. So that's taken to be a kind of a klala. Hinehu lach kesuseinayim v'neskayim bizara. Almost as if like he should be a covering for the eyes, a source of blindness, v'neskayim bizara, and that's why her child Yitzchak was eventually blind when he got older. Okay, v'yam Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Chanina bo ure'e shelo kimidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam. Rabbi Elazar says that from Rabbi Chanina that the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't behave the way people behave. This is a common theme all over the place. You find this. So over here, it's in a certain miraculous way. Midas baser v'dam, adam shofes keder, v'yachach nosein l'socha mayim. First, how does it go? You take the pot, you prop up the pot, you set it up, and then you pour the contents into the pot. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosein mayim, v'yachach shofes ha-kedera. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to do it that way. He puts the water and suspends it, and then he puts the pot under it, around it, to hold it. L'kayim ha-shen amar, l'kol tito, l'kol tito haman mayim ha-shamayim. And then the Marsha says, and you've read the rest of the Pasuk, where it's clear that there's also the container. It's unclear exactly at the Hemshech of the Pasuk, it just is what the Revivim come up or something. It's as if that's holding up the water. Okay, so there's water suspended in the sky and being held up by the clouds, somehow. The Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Chanina, Kal HaOmer Davar B'Shem Omro, Mevigu lali olam. This is a well-known agadata. It says, you know, when you're quoting something significant, and you say it in the name of the one that you got it from, that brings geula to the world. Shenemar, because that's what happened after all in the story of Esther. Vatomer Esther lemelech b'shem Mordechai. That when Esther was told about this, and she tells the Melech, and they find out about Bigson Viseresh, and they save his life, then it says here that she told the king in the name of Mordechai. And you see that that is what eventually led to Mordechai being recognized, and then Haman being eliminated. The Yomer Rabbi Lazar Amar Bichanina. Rabbi Lazar says the name of Rabbi Chanina, Tzadik Avad Lidoro Avad. If the tzaddik disappears, if the tzaddik dies, or I guess possibly also, and I don't know, moves away, l'doro avad, the loss is only to the people around him, but not to the tzaddik himself. Mashal li'adam she'avda lo margalus. Similar to a person who had a pearl and lost a jewel, lost the pearl. It doesn't mean that the pearl is not a pearl anymore. Kol makom she'im argalus shema, lo avda ela l'bayla. Wherever it is, it's still a pearl. Just that the one who feels the loss is the one who had the pearl and doesn't have it anymore. Okay. Kol zeh einenu shoveh li. Back to the psukim. Mordechai, is not bowing. And Haman, who is feeling all great, and he walks past him, and then he's feeling all distraught, and he comes home, and he tells them, all this great stuff is not worth anything. Kol zeh einenu shoveh li. So we're not. This is not the part of the story that we're up to. We're still in the Rabbi Elazar of Yechanina Agadita collection. So it says here, Bishashev Ra Haman es Mordechai Yoshe Bishar Hamelech Amar Kol zeh einenu shoveh li. Yeah, what did he contribute here? So let's see. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Bishashev Ra Haman es Mordechai Yoshe Bishar Hamelech Amar Kol zeh einenu shoveh li. He didn't really say anything. He just put it a pasuk. But then the Gemara says, well, no, Rav Chista clarified. Rav Chista the Amora, much later, clarifies what this is all about. The Amar Rav Chista, ze ba beprusbuli, ze ba beprusbuti. This refers to a story that we're supposed to know from the Medrash about Mordechai and Haman's earlier interactions at a time when they were both not in their current positions, but that when they were apparently working in the army, they were officers in the army, and apparently Haman, he made some bad military decisions and was very beholden to Mordechai for having to save him. And so Mordechai had a kind of a claim over Haman dating back to those days, which Haman never really acknowledged. And so Zeh, Bab it prusbuli vizeh, bab it prusbuti. I think that this is supposed to try to be clarifying what that means, that it's all not worth anything to me because really I owe it all to Mordechai. I just don't want to have to acknowledge that. The Amar Rav Papa v'karu lei avda de bizdaben b'tlami. And Rav Papa said, yeah, that is, they used to call Haman the slave who had to sell himself for bread. All right. Anyway, this is all obviously referring to a much longer Agadita in Midrashim that the Gemara doesn't feel it needs to present over here. And but the kids, I think, in school they often learn about that Agadita. All right. Then anyway, back to our actual interpretation of the Pesukim. The Kol zeh einenu shoveh li. Ah, now we're up to it. So we, when Haman is saying, all of this is not worth it to me. Melamech hakol genazav sheloso rasha chakukin al libo. B'shah sheros Mordechai yoshev b'shar hamelech. Amar kol zeh einenu shoveh li. Oh, so maybe we're still actually, you're still in the Rav Elazar Rabbi Chanina Agadita, right. This is all just finishing it up. The word zeh in the psukim doesn't just mean this. It means something tangible, something physical, and something that, as the Gemara says, you can be marib davar shemarib be'etzba. And so when a guy says, kol zeh einenu shoveh li, and he means something like my whole position, my whole prestige, my whole, so no, it can't be that. That's not tangible. It means something else. So the Agadita over here is that he had all of the accounts written out in a physical object called Genazav Shelos Rosh Hakukin Alibo, and then B'Shash Rovas Mordechai Yoshe B'Shar Melech Amar Kol Zeh, this thing, Eino Shoveh Li. The Amar Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Lazar says in the name of Rabbi Chanina, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yosa Tara B'Rosh Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik. Eventually, in some time in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be a crown in the head of every tzaddik. Shenemar v'yomahu, yiyeh Hashem tzvakos, la'ateras tzvi, la'atziras tzifara, l'shar amo, etc. So, okay, Nevuah from Yeshayahu.
Do we have other times that Hashem will place the crown, as opposed to here it's Hashem will be the crown? Was that just something I...
Well, it says that at Har Sinai time they were given crowns and that they placed the crowns on and then they had to remove the crowns. But this is talking about I don't know. I'm not sure exactly whether we're talking about a future earthly event, or I'm not sure exactly what this is referring to. Okay. Maybe it's other agadatas like what you're describing also, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will provide crowns. Anyway, my latar es tivi, ulatzir es tifara, liosin tiviono, what does that refer to? So it goes like this. Atar es tivi, Maile ateres tzvi, or letzviras tifara, liosin tzviyono, that means the people, it's playing on the word tzvi, is tzviyono, the people who do Hashem's ratzon, or limitzapin tifarto, where tzviras tifara means people who are like looking forward to glory of Hashem in the world, looking forward to the time of Geula. Yachal akol. Wait a minute. So maybe you would think from that pasuk that these glories will happen for everybody. Talmud Lomer l'sh'aramo. No, it's only l'sh'aramo. Not meaning the remnants of the people, whoever will be around at the time, but a different thing. L'mi she'meisim atzmo kishi rayim. The people who make themselves humble, and humility is usually a sign of tzidkus. Well, the Ruach Mishpat, the Psukim continue. Ruach Mishpat, what does that refer to? The spirit of Mishpat. Zeh Adon Es Yitzro. It moves in away from actual Mishpat into a person's control over himself. L'yoshev ala Mishpat, that Zeh Adon Din Emes Lamito. That refers to a real Dayan, apparently. Yoshev ala Mishpat. Zeh Adon Din Emes Lamito. That's a worthy person. Tosus explains that there's a difference between Hadan Din Emes and Hadan Din Emes La'amito. That it's that sometimes you can tell as a Dayan that even if you're following all the rules and there's something fishy, you really have to step out of the normal procedures and investigate a little bit better to make sure that you're Dan Din Emes La'amito also. Well, the gvura zem is gabra al yitzro. Okay, the gvura, and the person is a gibor. Is gabra al yitzro. And what's the last couple of words? Meishivim milchama shar. Meishivim milchama shenosu venosu b'milchamta shel Torah. We're not talking about soldiers. We're talking about yeshiva guys. And shara elu tamidei chachamim shemashkim ma'arivim bebatim kinesios bebatim midrashos. So this agadata is talking about how tzidkus and involvement in the Torah is going to be the ticket to the glories in the future time. All right. Amra midas hadin lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The midas hadin approaches Hashem and challenges Hashem. Ribono shel olam, ma nishtanu eilu me'eilu. What's the difference between these guys and those guys? These guys, I guess, being the Jews, and those guys being the non-Jews. Amar la Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael asku b'Torah, umos ha'olam lo asku b'Torah. That's the difference. The difference is that these people are osek in the Torah, and those people are not. Amar lei, gam eile b'yayin shagu v'sheichar to poku pelilia. The pasuk continues. This is all in that same Yenevuah of Yishai, which is familiar to us from the Haftarah. I don't know which parsha, but it's a familiar Haftarah. So gam eile b'yayin shagu b'shechar ta'u paku pelilia. So apparently the Midas Adin then says to Hashem, look, gam eile b'yayin shagu. They what have they done? They've just wasted all their time in a kind of in drunkenness. Paku Pelilia. And so they've inherited Gehenim. Ein Paku el Gehenim. Shene'emar velos yelechal zos lecha lefuka. That was a pasuk that you had earlier also in the previous stuff, but Avigail trying to tell David not to attack Naval. So that expression, elohi zos lecha lefuka, means that shouldn't be his downfall, by attacking him, even though he didn't know what he was doing. The ain pelilia ela dayanim. Like the word paku pelilia, pelilia is the dayanim. Shene'emar v'nasan b'flilim. Dayanim, I'm not sure exactly what the, putting all of this together, what the image is supposed to be. I don't know what this is supposed to refer to. But apart from that, some very important point of this little particular agadah, which is that the term palal being din, dayanim, like it says in the pasuk, v'nasan b'flilim, that leads a number of the thinkers over the years to think that the word tefillah comes from that shorish also, and that tefillah has something to do with the din in some way, and in different ways that they relate tefillah to din. Anyway, okay, back to the psukim. Okay, so it says here she's wearing now malchus and she's approaching the chamber. She's standing now in the courtyard of the internal chambers of the king. Amar Rav Levi, kiven shegia lebeis atzlamim, nistalkei mena shefina. Well, when she walked past the place of the Avodah Zarah's, so the Shechina departed, and she felt very vulnerable. Amra, keili, keili, lama azavtani. This particular parak of Tehillim, Chaf Beis, is taken to be kind of an allusion to a lot of the events here of Esther and the story and the Purim story. So it says there in Keili Keili Lama Zavtani, why did you abandon me? Shemo Ata Dan Al Shoge Kamezi Be'al Onis Keratzen. What is it, because you feel that I'm not worthy? Don't you see the difference between somebody who's me Shogeg and you treat me like a mezid, or Onis, like you treat me like a meratzon? Oh. Or maybe it's because you found a different fault with me. Shema al shekarasiv kelev. Maybe because I called Achashverosh a kelev. Shene'emar hatzila mecherev nafshi miyad kelev yichidasi. In that same parrot. So she did a little bit of a reversal there. Chazer v'karas. So aryeh. Shene'emar oshieni mipi aryeh. So that's maybe why she felt abandoned. I don't know. She didn't really appreciate how it was because she walked through the place of the Avodah Zarah, I guess. Anyway, when he sees her standing there, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Gimel Malachi Asher is three ministering angels. Appeared to her sort of at that time. Efad shehigbiya savara, one to raise her face, her neck, and give her some more confidence. One shemasha chut shel chesed aleha, one to give her a measure of charm, and one efad she masach hasharvit, one who did the real job, which is who made the staff stick out to her. The comma, and how much did it have to stretch in order to reach her? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya says, Shtei Amos. It had to stick out two extra Amos of length. Oh, no, wrong. Shtei Amos Haya. It was two Amos long, normally. V'hamido al Shteim Esrei. It was 10 Amos expansion. Okay, it extended 10 Amos long. V'yamri la, and this is typical of Agadatas. It's not enough to just have a 10 amma miraculous extension. It has to become magnified. V'yamri la al shesh esrei, v'yamri la al esrim v'yarba, b'masnis satana al shishim, v'chein atamotzi b'zamisidin. Okay, it keeps going. So let's see. So some say, no, it wasn't just 10 amma, it was 16, which means that it was 14 longer. And others have it, it was 24 total. And the basnisa and the brisa, it was 60 amos longer. And this type of thing where the object grows to miraculously is the phenomenon that you find in two other places. Like from 2 weeks ago's Parsha, when Bas Paro reaches out her hand to take the baby in the basket. That says here also, the same agaritas, about how far did her arm have to stretch in order to reach the basket. And you also find that with respect to the teeth, the fangs, the claws of the Rishoyim in particular, the Siv, Shine Rishoyim Shibarta. Like it says in Tehillim, the third parak, Shine Rishoyim Shibarta, the Yama Resh Lakish, even though the words are, you broke the teeth of the Rasha, Resh Lakish says, I'll take Rishi Barta, Ella, Sherivavta, or Shirbavta, Zal Girsa, whatever that was going on over there, it means something not just broke, but enlarged. What's that all about? That's referring to the Yagadata about Og. And the Gemara in Brachos tells a story about Og when he was trying to destroy Bnei Yisrael, and he picked up a mountain. And then the Gemara says there that, okay, anyway, it had to do with the fact that he had teeth that got stuck on the mountain and that it made trouble. Rabba bar Oferan Amar, Mishum Rebbe Eliezer, maybe. Sheshama me rabo, rabo me rabo masayim. Okay, this is rounds out the picture of how long the thing theoretically stretched. Rabba bar Ofran quotes in the name he heard from Rabbi Lazar, heard from his Rebbe, 200 amas. All right, in any case, back to the story. So the king sees Esther and he stretches out the sharvit and he says, what is it? What is it? What do you want? I'm prepared to give you anything up to Chatzi HaMalchus. V'sayas. What's Chatzi HaMalchus? V'lo kol HaMalchus. What exactly was he getting at by saying that? The Gemara here says it means, no, I'm not prepared to give you the thing that stands at the Chatzi HaMalchus. V'lo davar shechotzeitz l'malchus. V'mayniyu binyan beis hamikdash. The binyan beis hamikdash.
Kind of like he knew what you wanted.
Well, we are taking that, we are putting those into his mouth, is that from us, that was a big deal to us, and so we're saying that he was not offering that much. He wasn't offering. What makes the beis hamikdash chatzi hamalchus? So Rashi says over here, well, because the Beis HaMikdash is the middle of the word, the world, and his Malchus spanned the whole world. And so the Beis HaMikdash, which is in the middle of the world, is the thing that's Chatzi HaMalchus. Okay? Obviously, it's not really geographically anywhere near the middle of his Persian Empire, but at least the image is that the Beis HaMikdash is always in the middle of everything. So it's in the middle of the world, so that's Chatzi HaMalchus. And also, you get from this also that clearly this Agadata is assuming that the events of the Purim story happened before the Beis HaMikdash. That's very consistent. A lot of the Agadatas here place the Purim story before the Binyan HaBayis. Okay, then the Gemara continues to interpret the Psukim. Yavo HaMelech V'Haman Al HaMishteh. What does Esther want? She wants to invite Achashverosh and Haman to the party that she's going to throw. Tana Rabbanan. Now the Braisa says, what is going on in Esther's mind? Ma ro'asa Esther shezimna es Haman. What was she thinking? Like, what was her big plan? Even after we see the whole story, we still aren't sure. What was she thinking in any case by having done that? So we're going to find out about a dozen suggestions here of what they're guessing is what was going on in her mind. Rabbi Elazar Amar, Pachim Tamna Lo. She was trying to set traps for him. Shenemar, Yishol Chanam Lefnehem Lepach. That traps usually are set at the table. So she wanted Haman to be there. In case that was a very vague plan. Rabbi Yeshua Amar mi beis aviha lamda shenemar imrayv sonecha afileyu lechem. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, she learned it from back home. Back home meaning what? Shlomo HaMelech, that imrayv sonecha afileyu lechem. What's the strategy? What was the big strategy there? I don't know. Again, it's put out food for your enemy, your sone. Rabbi Meir Amar Kadesh Lo Yitol Leitza V'Yimrod. Rabbi Meir said, a little bit like a Mao Tse Tung type attitude, keep your enemy nearby so that they can't go out and start making trouble out of sight. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kadesh Shelo Yakira Basha Yehudis, in order to dispel any suspicion that she was maybe Jewish. And so she invites Haman as if she doesn't see anything wrong with Haman's plan. Rabbi Nechemya Omer Kadesh Shelo Yomri Yisrael Achos Yeshana Beveis HaMelech. Rabbi Nechemya says it was in order so that the Jews should not think that we don't have anything to worry about. We have one of us as an insider. You know, a little bit like, you know, we have in the shul, we have the city council president here in the shul. We're okay. We're kind of protected. And so that kind of a thing. So they shouldn't feel that way because v'yasichu datam min harachamim. So they shouldn't be too reliant on her. So she wanted to do something that was going to shock everybody and losing confidence in her. Rabbi Yossi Amar Kadeshi Hei Matsui La Bechaleis. Rabbi Yossi says so that he should always be nearby in case any opportunity does arise. He should be right there on hand. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Amar Ula Yargisha Makom V'yaselanu Neis. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh says, well, maybe if she's sitting there with Haman and Achashverosh, the tragedy of this tableau would kind of inspire Hashem to take pity. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, Asper lo panim kidei, she yaharog hu vehi. So this is now already starting to get more of a kind of a plot. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says, well, let me show a little bit of favor to Haman so as to raise some suspicion in Achashverosh's mind that we have something going on between the two of us so that Achashverosh will get rid of both of us, and then fine, so even though I'll sacrifice myself, but at least Haman will be out of the picture, and that's worth it. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Melech Hafachan Haya. She knew his personality, and that if Haman was not around and she accused him, so Achashverosh would get all angry and excited about doing something about it, but then would cool off, and then wouldn't do anything about it, and the next time he'd see Haman, everything would blow over, and then that's the way he was. He was too much of a hafafach, and he was too wishy-washy. Rabbi Gamliel, Adayin Tzrichamanu Limodai. Rabbi Gamliel says, look, all of these interpretations are good, but you have to at least also take Rabbi Lazar Modai's opinion. Desanya, Rabbi Lazar Modai Omer, Kienaso B'melech, Kienaso B'sarim. Rabbi Elazar Amdoi says, no, the point was that in order to make Achashverosh jealous of Haman and also to make the other officers jealous of Haman also, so that he should be completely isolated and under suspicion. And Amar Shah says, well, why is that such an important alternative interpretation that everybody has to need? Because it answers a different question. Because the question that was being answered all along was, why was Haman there? But the next question the Marsha says is, but why was only Haman there? So you could have had other people. So that this answers the other part of that question, which is, why does she invite only Haman with Achashverosh? Rabba Amar Lefnei Shever Gaon. Rabba says a different thing. Lefnei Shever Gaon. Before the downfall, there's a certain moment of glory. Okay. Abayi v'Rabba Diamritar Vayu Bechuma Mashisis Mishteim, etc. The downfall comes from, the trouble comes from the partying. The downfall comes from the partying. Okay. Ashkechei Rabba Baravu Eliyahu. So after so many of these interpretations from the Tanaim and the Amoraim, Rabba Baravua encounters Eliyahu and he decides, I'm going to settle this thing once and for all. I'm going to ask Eliyahu, what actually does she have in mind? Amar Lei, Keman Chazi Esther V'Avdahachi. What was Esther thinking that she did what she did? Amar Le, so Eliyahu said, in his political correctness here, Kikulhu Tanoi u Kikulhu Amorai. She had all of those things in mind. when she formed this plan to invite Haman. Which is telling us a number of things. Obviously, the Chazal and the Yagadita was trying to say here that we... Okay, everybody can interpret Yagadita the way they want. But what I'm getting out of this is that the Chazal want us to appreciate when they give guesses about things, is that they thought a lot about these guesses and that we should take their suggestions seriously and not just be kind of deprecatory about it. And like as if Eliyahu HaNavi himself confirms the rectitude of these suggestions. Vayisaper lahem Haman es kevod ashrav rov banav. The kama rov banav. So it says this is back now after the first party and Haman is back home telling his family about his kind of conflict of emotions, how much of a high he's on, but how much of a downer Mordechai is. So it says, Vayisaper lahem Haman es kevod ashrav rov banav. Rov banav. His large family, his many children. Kama rov banav. Well, we know how many children he had. How many? It was 10. What's so many about 10 children? I know people who have 10 children even, and that doesn't count as such a significant thing. Amar Rav Lamed. Rav says it was 30 children. Asara Mesu. There were 10 who had already died. Asara Nitlu. 10 who were hanged. The Asara Machzir Nal Psachim. And 10, after the whole story, and Haman was discredited and killed, and no family was out, and so they were driven to poverty. The Rabbanan Amri. Rabbanan say, Osen Shemachzir Nal Psachim. The ones who were driven into poverty, Shivim Havya, Dechsev Seveim Balechem Niskaru. Altikri Seveim Ela Shivim. Okay, so many more. Same kind of a thing as before. We're going to magnify the number. Rami Baraba Amar Kulan Masai Mushmona Havu was 208. Shenema Verov Banav, because of the Gematria of Verov. Mara says, wait a minute, but Rov isn't 208. Verov Begematria Masan Vyarbeser Havu, that's 214. So why do you say 208? Amar Abnachmar Yitzchak Verov without the Vav Ksiv. It says Rov Chaser, so it only has 208. But Lailahu, okay, back to the Psukim. Balayla hahu, beginning of Paragva, very momentous time. Nadada shenas hamelech. Okay, you woke up. Amar Rebbe Tanachum, nadada shenas malko shel olam. Not just that Achashverosh woke up, but now we're starting to see some action from Shemayim. Rabbanan amri, nadada el yonim, nadada tachtonim. Rabbanan say both, el yonim and tachtonim. I don't know, maybe playing on possibly on the double dalet of nadad, a doubleness to this wake up. And Rava Amar Shinas, Shinas Amalach Achashverosh Mamish, no, we're talking about Achashverosh himself, nothing unusual, just he woke up. Now, what was significant about him waking up? So let's see. Nafla Le Milsa Bedaite, he was wondering about something. He was bothered by a thought. Amar. Manda Kamanda Samita Esther. What's going on that Esther invited Haman and me? Dilma Aitzaka Shakli Yilave Diahu Gavra. Maybe they're plotting against me. Lemikdale. To kill me. Maybe I better watch my step here. What was that all about? Hutter Amar. But then he reconsidered and he thought, well, hold on a second. If there's really a plot against me, they probably can't pull this off themselves. There must be other people involved. The Hava Gavra Dirachimli. Davimodali. Wouldn't there be somebody who would Rachimli, would love me, would tell me, would tip me off? Hadar Amar. But then he considered, he said, I don't know, did I give ever any reason for any people to, would I give any discouragement for people to tipping me off, to saving me? Did I ever do something where somebody tipped me off and I did not, Dilma Ika Inish, the other be tivus velo parate, mishem hachim im the inshi velo megaluli. Maybe there was a time when somebody did something nice to me, but I didn't acknowledge it, and maybe that's why nobody's interested in helping out. Meyad vayomer lahavi asefer azichronos, and that's why he immediately says, you know what? Pull out the sefer azichronos, divrei hayamim, yihunik ra'im. So it says here. What are you, Nikraim? What does that mean? They were read. Milamish and Nikraim Me'alehem. Okay, as if the words were being read by themselves. All right, so Vayimotze kasuv. Let's stop here. Okay, that's it. Okay. Sure.